Our music critic Robert Christgau loves Christmas music, but it can be hard to find the prize nuggets, so he's told us about a few.
Maybe the reason there are so many good Christmas songs is that there are so many bad Christmas albums. It's the bell curve or probability theory or something. Not all the holiday product the record business throws at the wall can be mawkish or mediocre. From Clarence Carter's Backdoor Santa to Aretha Franklin's Winter Wonderland, I discovered some of my favorite Christmas tracks on seasonal compilations. I never play front to back.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful shine, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Another Christmas album I'd never play front to back is Sufjan Stevens' Songs for Christmas. It consists of five EPs, including four old ones originally recorded as gifts for fans and friends, that last well over 2 hours. 8 or 10 of these songs are excellent and most of the others fine, only not all at once, please. But when Stevens decided to sell them, he didn't rip anybody off. You can buy the whole set online for under $20. As alt-rock's most visibly devout Christian, Sufjan Stevens has a special claim on the Christmas subject. The fragile homemadeness of this holy, holy, holy evokes what I treasure about the standard Christmas carols I sang as a child. Most of them very great songs, no matter what cynics think. It's reverent without grandeur. And Stevens is far from assuming the material side of Christmas is merely crass. His best secular entries here deserve to enter the canon with Nat King Cole. Almost, anyway. My favorite is the irrepressible, Come On, Let's Boogie with the Elf Dance.
Watching TV, Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjo strumming. Santa Claus is coming, hear the banjo strumming.
Chestnuts and fire, holly and hay, Jesus and
my other favorite 2006 Christmas song came out in 2005. I didn't register Rufus Wainwright's spotlight on Christmas on the McGarrigle family's Christmas melange last year, but when I gave an AIDS charity record called Elton John's Christmas Party a final spin a month ago, this defense of poor little rich boys, quote-unquote, stuck out. I prefer the poor to the rich myself, and I certainly don't believe everything Rufus Wainwright tells me. But when he makes this argument in this context, with this melody, at this time, I'm happy to join in. Merry Christmas, everybody.
People say they love the maid who sweats and toils just like a slave. Don't forget all the diamonds and pearls. Never can fix the poor little rich girls. You can measure it in blood. You can measure it in mud. Let us say.
We heard music by Aretha Franklin, Sufjan Stevens, and Rufus Wainwright. Our music critic is Robert Christgau.
Don't forget all the horses and toys. Never could fix the poor.